a title that resonates, What Every Young Woman Should Know, was one of the most popular Little Blue books, selling close to 90,500 copies annually in the 1920s. Its success shows how young women and those interested in their well-being actively sought frank, reliable information about sexuality and health. Euphemism as a door opener. The title is a euphemism chosen to make it easier for people to purchase sensitive information without embarrassment. Haldeman Julius admits to using gentle phrases to reduce discomfort, but emphasizes that the books always contain the facts regardless of the title. A universal desire for knowledge. The popularity of these guides proves that young women and their families wanted more than vague warnings or moral lectures. They craved practical, honest, and accessible guidance about their bodies and relationships. Not just for girls. Although aimed at young women, these books were often read by a broader audience, including men and married women, reflecting a widespread curiosity and desire for comprehensive understanding. Breaking the silence, the demand for such titles helped erode social taboos and open up conversations about sexuality, relationships, and health in families and communities. Comparable guides, similar titles, such as What Every Girl Should Know, 6,600 copies year, and What Married Women Should Know, 1,120,000 year, reveal a continuum of interest at every stage of a woman's life, from adolescence to marriage and beyond. Content over censorship. The book succeeded despite frequent censorship and inconsistent bans from major magazines and mail services. Their persistent popularity demonstrated that young women and the public would find a way to get essential information, empowerment through facts. These guides were written by respected authorities and designed to empower young women with facts covering sexual development, reproductive health, consent, relationships, and emotional well-being. A legacy of openness. The Little Blue Books approach, frank, affordable, and accessible set a precedent for today's sexual education resources, which continue to prioritize clarity, scientific accuracy, and respect. A modern mission. The lesson's clear. Young women want and deserve honest, practical knowledge to make informed decisions about their bodies and their futures. It's a need that remains as vital today as it was a century ago.